I'm just some bloke that likes talking about movies. I recently sat down and took 4 hours to watch Zack Snyder's Justice League. No longer is there a Snyder Cut. There is just the Justice League, the definitive Justice League, and now the Whedon Cut. Through the clamoring and rallying of fans, it was the fans that willed this movie into existence. That and $75-plus million. During production of the theatrical release of Justice League, the credited director Zack Snyder, he had to leave the production after the death of his daughter. What followed was producers altering the forthcoming film and bringing in famed Marvel director Joss Whedon to reshoot, re-edit, and add several levity scenes to this superhero film. The result was, it was a jumbled mess of what felt like two different unfinished movies smashed together to be presented to the world. Since that day, rumblings of Zack Snyder's version, the Snyder Cut, have floated through the mouths of filmmakers, actors, and fans. As I mentioned earlier, through these rumblings, it created a desire to see what this vision was. Could it be better than what we got? Could it be worse? With the launch of HBO Max, it became a possibility to finally see what many thought, well, we never could. The platform is the perfect place to bring a property like the Justice League, to create a buzz for the application and to get those clamoring fans to subscribe and see what they willed into existence, the Snyder Cut. I felt compelled to talk about this movie because I have been one of those clamoring fans. So I guess what follows is a brief review of the film I have watched. This is just my opinion. I'm just some bloke that likes talking about movies. I want to put my thoughts out there, and I guess out of respect for the filmmakers, putting this movie together because of a desire to see it from people like me. So with my opinions out there, maybe some of you share similar thoughts. Maybe they're different. If you feel compelled to, like I have, to discuss how you feel, reach out or comment on all the social media stuff. So I'm going to avoid spoilers here as best I can. I may touch on some new material, at least new in regards to what we got in 2017. To be completely transparent here, I don't remember much of the theatrical release. I didn't like that film. It was unmemorable, and I chose to practice in just that, forgetting it. Something felt off about it, messy. It felt very average, generic, underwhelming for something that should have been one of the most deep and exciting stories, an amalgamation of magnificent legendary characters. Did we get that with the Snyder Cut? As I said before, this is now the Justice League. I want this to feel like a conversation, and not even to really think of this as a review, just pouring my thoughts into the recording device on my cell phone here and putting it out there, pretending you are listening. And once again, this is just some guy's opinion. So, what did I enjoy about this movie? Well, to start, it was a coherent story. That shouldn't be something I highlight for a movie as a compliment right off the bat, but in comparison to the theatrical Whedon cut, it is a welcome change. I really would love to only talk of this film as it's presented and not compare it to what we got in 2017, but with a film as controversial and divisive as this, it may be unavoidable and maybe even appropriate. So, having a 4-hour runtime, we are given more than enough time as an audience to get immersed into this world and have appropriate time spent with the characters, especially characters that haven't had any proper introduction or backstory provided in previous films in this franchise. Previously, in the 2-hour version of this movie that already felt like two separate movies trying to become one, the flow felt like a mess. New characters didn't get proper screen time, and they felt like they were thrown in for the sake of, we need these heroes in here so we can make movies of them in the future. The best example of this would be from the use of Cyborg. Before, he easily was just a throwaway character. Now, in this version, he was one of the most deep, fleshed-out stories of anyone in the entire film. Overall, a big improvement for all characters with the use of their characterization and their time. This film also looks great. Yes, there is an overwhelming amount of digital monsters and backgrounds, but the cinematography and the color grading, this movie looks beautiful. Unfortunately, no CGI'd out mustaches. Maybe unfortunate. I actually really liked the 4:3 ratio of this movie. At first, it felt a little odd to look at, but after a few minutes, I got used to it. Overall, you see the full frame of the film. Yes, it doesn't fit the entirety of a widescreen TV, but seeing the absolute most image of the IMAX presentation of the film at home is nice. Speaking of how this looks and the use of characters, let's talk about Steppenwolf, this film's main bad. I often say a movie is only as good as its villain, and he was blah in the Whedon cut. Generic, boring, seen it before kind of thing. Steppenwolf really only came across as something for the heroes to punch around till we get to the sequel. In the Snyder Cut, we get more backstory of Steppenwolf, his motivations beyond wanting to take over what's known as the mother boxes, into his need to do so. He gets an intimidating remodel, which makes him now unique. Plus, I really love the look of his armor, the spikes that would shoot out, and just like how it almost felt organic and moved, and it was very interesting to look at. Gone are the strange moments of levity that Whedon added to with reshoots for this initial release, or with the initial release. A lot of jokes and awkward humor from Batman and Flash are gone, thankfully. They felt out of place, and I'm happy they were replaced with moments with stakes and moments of furthering the overall story. I love the use of Superman in this film as well. I'm a sucker for Man of Steel, so I have a soft spot for Superman. My favorite scene in any version of this movie is after the inevitable resurrection of Superman, the growing Justice League have to attempt to reason and fight with the confused Kal-El, Clark, or whatever you want to call him. Gone is his odd CGI'd out mustache that Henry Cavill had during reshoots for this movie due to other acting commitments. Also gone is the classic blue and red. We are introduced to the black suit Superman. They don't necessarily touch on this in the story, but it is also known as the regeneration suit, designed to harness more of the sun's radioactivity and gives Superman his that gives Superman his powers and increases his healing abilities. So what else do I love about this movie? The finale is epic, which is what I would want to say when watching the finale of a movie called The Justice League. This cut also reminded me of how much of a badass Wonder Woman is. Her clanking her gauntlets together to create like an energy surge, it just gets me so pumped. Overall, awesome action. Every superhero gets their moment when smashing up parademons, and more importantly, each get a moment to shine when confronting the film's villain. Overall, very satisfying to watch, like junk food for the eyes and brain. As promised, we get a lot more with this movie in almost every aspect. We get to see Darkseid, this DCEU's equivalent to the MCU's Thanos, the big bad of the universe. We get more action, more story, more fan service, more premonition, apocalyptic nightmare scenes. We get more Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Cyborg, Superman. This film, it's far from perfect, right? But I also don't really feel like putting the critic hat on and and you know, hating too much here or anything. A filmmaker got to see his vision through. I had a fun time watching it. That's all that should really matter. But there were a few things that stopped me from loving it. Was it just me, or were there too many slow motion scenes? Not shots, scenes. Almost the entire invasion of Themyscira, is that how you say it? Themyscira is in slow motion, right? The Flash doing some superhero work in his introductory scene and sort of creepily brushing a woman's hair out of her face. It was all slow motion. Aquaman walking on a dock into the crashing waves while odd music played. Slow motion. There was even more beyond those examples. I mean, no wonder this movie was 4 hours long. Definitely would have been more effective if there maybe was one of these kind of moments or scenes, perhaps during the finale. Music, as I mentioned, music was a hit or miss throughout for me also. Not the score, just some song choices. Also, without getting into spoilers, let's just say there's some moments of fan service that felt like they were a little tacked on. And on top of that, it didn't look very good due to noticeable CGI. Perhaps prosthetics would have suited this moment better. I don't know. All in all, there were a few odd choices. Some fat that could be trimmed, some unappealing music choices, and way too many slow-mo scenes. But that's just my opinion. So, did I have a fun time with this movie? Yes. Did I like the changes? Yes. Was it a little long? Yes. Do I mind? Nah. Do I recommend this movie? Yes. I give the Justice League a B. Could I see it growing to a B+ for me over time? For sure. But for now, a B feels right. I would have given the theatrical cut of Justice League like a D-. I really didn't care for it at all. So my closing words will be an analogy. If the theatrical cut of Justice League was like an actual piece of shit, and the Snyder cut is a piece of fruit, let's say a pear, okay, a pear, what's going to taste better? The pear is a million times better than the actual piece of shit. Now, to bring that analogy to me personally, I don't love pears. I think they taste good, but there's something about them that I don't necessarily go for. Doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with it. I can get enjoyment out of it. And at the end of the day, isn't that what watching a movie is all about?